But if you're writing a title down this morning, I want you to write God's spiritual laws. Hallelujah. God's spiritual laws. Now, we all know that there's laws of the land. You know, I mean, they say road construction on that highway right across the bayou over there. It's road construction. But you understand what I'm saying, that God's spiritual laws. We need to know what God's spiritual laws are. And it's not us, our laws. It's God's laws, what God says in His Word that we need to focus on. And you know, not long ago, I was studying these truths, you know, in the life of the blood covenant. You know, you're in a covenant with God. And if you don't know what a covenant is, well, I'm not going to go into it. You need to look it up. It's serious business when you have a covenant with God, or a covenant that, remember in the old days, we were blood brothers. Remember when we were kids? But I'm telling you, the blood covenant of God is a whole lot more than you think it is if you don't know the whole story. You know, but I suddenly came aware of some major spiritual laws that were contained in the first few chapters of God's Bible, of the Bible, of His very first, I guess, say, chapter of this. And these laws are real. They're His laws. They're constant and enforced even to this present time that we live in right now. Because a lot of say, where's God doing all this stuff? Well, we're going to find out tonight. Praise the Lord. But I'm telling you that God's presence is now with us. As He was present with them, He is present with us today. And a lot of people don't think that. You know, they think they can do whatever they want and God don't see it. God sees everything. But you know, we all know about the physical laws, right? But often we have a little knowledge of spiritual laws. We all know the physical laws, right? Spiritual and physical laws share some of the same characteristics. So if you had never studied the blood covenant and the laws of the land, the spiritual laws and physical laws, it might be good to study it before you get hurt. What do you mean by hurt? Well, take the natural, the physical law. Let's take gravity, okay? Let's take that, gravity. You know, the law of gravity always works, doesn't it? You know, you think about it. Let me pick this up right here. The law of gravity. Now, if I let this go, what, it's going to float? No, the law of gravity. It's going to fall, right? Okay, so we got that out of the way. If we understood it, we can also come back and say, you know, based on the studies of gravity, how it falls, how it, you know, whatever, as Isaac Newton said, what goes up must come down. Ain't that true? But we need to understand that just like there's some laws, physical laws, that we can adjust to make the law of gravity work. But this don't sound like no scriptural message today. This sounds like a science message. Well, just hang in there. Don't let go, because we know what goes up comes down. Praise the Lord. Been there, done that. But you know, we have to understand of how we can adjust the gravity, and like what goes up comes down, but we can work through gravity to make it work for us, like in an airplane. Everybody knows an airplane, what works in there, right? It uses two laws. It takes one, it's the law of lift and the law of thrust. And it defies gravity. Now, if that quits, gravity's right back into place. That's why it goes smack. But you understand what I'm saying? That law of thrust and law of, I guess you'd say, of lift, it takes the airplane or helicopter, whatever it is, take it off the ground. And it's defying gravity, right? So it's flying along. But you understand, now, physical and spiritual, kind of like the same, but it's going to be spiritual, and a lot more people don't understand spiritual as much as they do. And you know, like I said, it's true with spiritual laws that we see in the Word of God. There are constant, and they work all the time. Spiritual laws. But you can overcome some by putting them, I guess you say, other than spiritual laws, into action. You can make them like the thrust and lift and all that with gravity. So you can do that in the spiritual realm by knowing about what the Word of God says. But the first spiritual law I saw in the Bible was, I call it the spirit, should I say, the law of what? Life. The law of life. The Bible opens up with the great saying. And everybody should know that, right? Genesis 1:1. Let's look at it. Genesis 1:1. And then here we go. It says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Very first chapter, very first verse. What's it say? In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Right there. There it is. Right there is in the first sentence, God's eternal word is telling us, in the beginning, God. You know, and everybody's probably, if you have been even close to a church, you probably heard somebody say that, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. If you've been in church anywhere, I don't care what denomination, you probably heard that scripture over and over. You know, God is the law of life. You see what I'm saying? And God is the source of all life. And you know, He is the creator. Oh, I know all that. But I'm going to just hang in there. We're going to show you something strong in here. And then, you know, think about it. You are here and you're breathing. You know, sometimes we don't even think about it. Just walking around, we don't think about breathing. But God, He's our life giver. He gives us that breath. And I'm breathing today because God gave us that breath. He's given us those things. He's given us life. And as Jesus said, life more abundantly. And if you're a Christian and not living more abundantly, something's wrong. You see what I'm saying? You know, I mean, it's up to us to understand what God's word is. Matter of fact, I want you to look in Isaiah 42:5. And he says, Thus says God, the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread forth the earth and that which comes from it, who gives breath to the people on it, and spirit to those who walk in it. The law of life is the highest law in the universe. You think about it. If you're dead, you're dead. There's no life there, right? And he said, the law of life is the highest law in the universe, and it comes from who? God. He is the author of this law. And this law contains the very essence of God Himself. God is with us. You know, you ever played hide and seek? God knows where we are. You can play hide and seek all you want. He knows where you are. He knew what you were going to do. And you don't think that hurt His heart? Because He loves us? That hurts God's heart when we're disobedient to Him. We do our own thing. I do my own. I'm going to do it. I don't care what God says. That's a bad place to be in. I can tell you that right now. And it's a bad place to be in, as we saw what happened this morning, or last night and this morning over in Israel. Bad place to be in for these other countries. And these politicians that are talking bad. Because God's word tells us to do what? Pray for Israel. Praise the Lord. But you know, we have to understand that this law of life is the highest law there is. Because you know, just look around your neighborhoods. Look around your cities. There's a lot of people that are not living right now. Because why? The law of life. And you know, and God is the author of the law of life. But I want to tell you about the second law. The second one I saw in Genesis. We stand pretty easy today, huh? Genesis 1:3. Let's look at that. Genesis 1:3. And he said, then God said. Oh, God said. That's a good time to do it, right? Then God said, let there be light. Woo! And there was light. You know, I can remember as a kid, I'd walk in the room. I just heard Brother Hallmark. He was our pastor. I heard him talking about that right there. Talking about, God said, let there be light, and there was light. I walked into my bedroom, hit the light switch, and I said, let there be light. Basically, I was a kid. You understand what I'm saying? But where did I learn it? I learned it in church. You understand what I'm saying? I learned it in church, and I'm bringing it home with me, and it stuck with me forever. And I guarantee you, I was probably, I don't know, 6, 7, and now I'm way above that now, and I can still remember it when I walked in that house. Poop, let there be light. But you understand what I'm saying? I had lights. Boom, look at that. And every time I read that scripture, I think of Brother Hallmark. Praise the Lord. But God spoke, and it happened. You know, think about that now. God spoke, and it happened. Doesn't the Spirit of God live on the inside of you? God expects us to speak it out, right? Speak it. Like, let there be light, right? You understand what I'm saying here? God spoke it and it happened. Why can't, as Christians, that we have the Spirit of God on the inside of us, why can't we speak it out? I don't know. I think I'm going to call the pastor and see if the pastor, he can speak it out for me. No, God wants you to speak it out. I can speak it all I want, but if you don't believe it, why should I do it? You got to believe it. Doesn't it say you got to believe it in your heart that whatever you say will come to pass? Well, you got to believe it in your heart. I can't believe for you, but I can pray for you to believe it so that you can grab a hold to it. Hallelujah. But God spoke it, and it happened. What you see here is faith in action. Faith in action. And what we believe in our heart and confess with our mouth will come pass, which it says in what? Mark 11:23. So it's not going to be up there, but you can write it down and look it up for yourself. And the worlds were framed by the words of God. Let there be. Let there be. You know, you can walk on your property or wherever your house and open up that door. Let there be peace in this house. And believe it. And don't allow anything else to come in. There will be peace in my house. There's healing in my house. There's healing wherever I go. There's blessings wherever I go. Speak it out of your mouth. You understand what I'm saying? Speak God's word out of your mouth, because when he spoke it, it came to pass. And those words came into existence at a verbal command of God. We're a child of God. We say we are. Some of us don't maybe not act like it. I know out there they don't act like they're a child of God and following after the word of God. And you know, I mean, if we're a child of God, you're going to want to see your child do good. Right? You want to bless your child and all of that kind of stuff. And what you talk, well, I'm talking, God is our Father. And you know we are a child of God. So God wants to bless his children. So what we need to do? We need to follow after him. And you know that's what we need, through faith, believing what God says. Hallelujah. I want you to look in Hebrews 11:3. Hebrews 11:3. Are y'all getting anything out of this? And it says in Hebrews 11:3, it says, by faith. By who? By faith. Do you have faith? Well, say it. By faith. We understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. Hallelujah. Your life can be framed by the word of God. By speaking it out of your mouth. I will walk And I will be prosperous. And I will, you understand what I'm saying? You got to speak it out of your mouth and believe what it says. And so that the things which are seen were not made of the things which are visible. In other words, your faith don't go right here or out far as you can see. Your faith goes further than that. You don't see where your faith is. That's just like believing for something in your life, believing for it. You don't see it yet, but you're still believing in faith that you're going to get it. It's mine. I just ain't got it yet, but it's mine. I'm speaking it over the Word of God, which He said, by faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. The Word of God. So if this is the only time you open up your Bible, you're hearing the Word. So faith comes, right? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So by the next time we see you again, if you haven't got into the Word, guess what? You're starting to build your faith a little bit more. It may take a little bit longer, but you're going to grab a hold to what the Word of God stands. And I want this church, I want each member, each person that says this is their church, that is sitting right here, right now, that you're going to be full of faith. You're full of life. We had that first, right? Full of life. Oh, and you know, and I want you to be full of whatever God has for it. You ever go to a restaurant and you just eat so much, you say, man, anything, you want any dessert? No, I just need a wheelchair to get me out of here. You ever been that full? Yeah. I know, I've been there. And you know what you do? You're full. That's what I want to see with the people of Hope Campus, to be full of faith, full of life. Not be like, I got to go to church. Well, like, it's just on Sunday. It's 8:30. We got here by 10. We can beat the restaurant open. We can be there. Woohoo! But I get up and go. No, I want Hope Campus people to be, God, we got church today. I'm going to be the first one in here. I'm going to get a good seat. I want to be right up in the front. I'm going to come in raising my hands, praising God, not talking, doing praise and worship. I'm just saying that God wants to move. He can't move when you're talking about something else, or coming in and stumbling over the chairs. You understand what I'm saying? God wants to use you. I just gave you two, what He said. The what? With we talked about the life. What? God gives us life, and we have to understand that, the spiritual law of life. The next would be like the spiritual law of faith. You got a mustard seed of faith, so use it. You see what I'm saying? I'm excited about you in the church. Sure, you could have stayed in the bed. You could have said, no, I ain't going to that church. I don't understand why. But I'm just telling you why right now. When that time comes, when you meet up with Jesus, or God, God's going to say, what did you do with my son? What did you do with Jesus? You understand? Well, I was busy. You know, I work every other Sunday, and I take my son, and I'll take a break. I'm just going to rest. I tell you what, the way the world is right now, there's no time to rest. I can tell you that right now. I was reading a little bit in Revelations this morning before coming to church. Things are lining up. There's no time to be pitter-patting around with religion. It's time to get hooked up to God. It's time to get hooked up to the Spirit of God. Because I can tell you one thing, but you know, God tells us, don't worry. You sound like you worried about it. No, God tells us not to worry, for us to look up, because our redemption draweth nigh. But think about what hurts my heart is the worst, is for the people that don't know Jesus. The people that are going to hell right before our eyes. What do you mean by that? People in the churches are going to hell, because they've never made Jesus the Lord of their life. They never have that relationship with Him in God's Word. So we have to understand that we are God's representative here on earth. You know, we represent God. on this earth. And I believe that, you know, like we were saying earlier about God spoke it and it happened. And I'm believing there's a change, there's a turnaround in your life. You're going to speak it and it's going to happen because of the Spirit of God on the inside of you. I mean, that's all I can really say about that is because I want to see the church, this church for sure, this church right here to be stronger and more effective in their prayer time, more effective in their speaking to other people about God. We were just walking around the subdivision for the last couple of days, and we met people in our subdivision that we'd never seen before, and we invited them to church. Now, if they come, that's fine. If not, we got others to invite. You understand what I'm saying? I can't sit on one person all the time and say, no, you need to go to church. You're going to hell. You know, this and that and other. No, you know, there's other people out there. You know, if they don't accept you, what does the Word of God say? Wipe your feet and keep on going. You know, we got to have that mentality of what God's Word is telling us. Because a lot of people don't like you. Just in case you didn't know. A lot of people don't like you. They don't like me. They don't like this church. They had a conflict by getting this church put here. But you understand what I'm saying? There's a lot of people don't like Christians. As I told you before, my grandfather told me, he said, when you get to the pearly gates, they're not going to ask you for your membership card or what church you went to. They're going to ask you, do you know Jesus? What did you do with Jesus? That's what it's all about, the main thing. But when God spoke these worlds into existence, he introduced a spiritual law, as the last one we talked about, is the law of faith. And I'm believing right now that the spiritual laws that we talked about, the spirit of life, the spirit of faith, those two right there are very important. But I'm believing God is going to show us some more spirit of whatever that he wants to show us. So I want to encourage you to be here, to hear what his word has to say. Praise the Lord. Did you get anything out of this morning?